Hi, Katie.
Hi, babes.
How are you, mate?
All right.
All
Doing it one
right.
day at a time. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, mate. What a great song. We've been listening to it all morning. It's been filling my home with joy and happiness. That must be the point, I suppose.
Yeah, what else is the point? I think that it's all about love. I mean, the Beatles weren't high when they said it. They were just telling the truth. I'm happy. Smile is a 3-minute energetic song full of hopefulness, and
Amen.
maybe we could use a little hope right now. I don't know.
Definitely.
I could.
I definitely could as well. I think everyone could listening is going, yes, Katie, at their radios. And we love a sub 3-minute track here in Radioland. Nothing worse than when an artist like, I have this amazing song and they put it out and you're like, it's 5.5 minutes. Thank you very much.
Well, it's not my first rodeo, cowboy. I've been doing this for a minute. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, you can make your statement pretty clear in 3 minutes. Just like, if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
Very true. What's like the one thing in the world that makes you smile straight away? Like when I come home and see my dog, I'm smiling within a millisecond and I think about her and I smile and my whole body smiles. What is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's my dog. Definitely. It's my dog and my nieces, and depending on the mood, it's my fiance. Or in the future, it's going to be my child.
Yay! We're all so excited for you. And I mean, you must be super excited that this thing's going to come out of you and you don't know it yet, but you know it, but you don't. And then you're going to see it and you don't know what it's going to look like. I can't even imagine.
I know. I'm in for a big surprise. I mean, I'm feeling very large, Marge, but I am, staying active and not watching the hands of time roll by, which is good for me because it's just
Absolutely.
like, we'll see it
Yeah.
any day.
And most people, when they're pregnant, have got like shitty home video footage of them pregnant. You've got a music video. That's pretty sick.
Well, that was kind of my only choice. I mean, again, I didn't really plan on making, putting out a record while I was so heavily pregnant, I was trying to do it the Iggy Azalea style, just a little covert, but then COVID came, and all plans we're in flux. So, I'm just grateful that I get to still put it out because I think, August 14th is when the record comes out. And I think it's a record full of hopefulness and resilience and finding light at the end of the tunnel because it speaks about my own experience of going through hell. And so, if I can help anyone going through whatever hell or darkness or annoyance or whatever level they're at, then great. And if it's just fun and escapism from the everyday, harshness of life. That's great too.
Because all we have is each other. I honestly believe that. And I think if we go through crazy shit and it hurts and then we don't learn or we don't help others, then what's the point of it? So I think it's come full circle now. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. There's a you've got to find strangely, you've got to find the gratitude in all this and the silver linings, and I have, but like it doesn't mean I'm not crying every other day. It's not like I'm like for me, when you see the record, when you see the album cover artwork, you see Smile and then you see this sad clown, and it's like it's very melancholy. It's not like shoving happiness down your throat because I don't think anyone is in that state of mind. I think everybody is just like, man, I would like to look forward to something. I would like to smile. I'd like to have hope. When can I start putting hope in the calendar?
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a date. I'll pencil it in, please. One of the lyrics that I love, had a piece of humble pie, that ego check saved my life. Whew, we've all been there. Well, hopefully we've all been there and had enough, like self-awareness to have the eat the pie. Is that a specific thing that happened or is that just a general lesson of your life?
It's more general, but it definitely speaks to my last record interval, where I was definitely doing a lot of experimental stuff musically, and, you know, really just trying to stay fun and creative and sonically sometimes current or ahead of the curve. And some people were just like, they were just over me, which was fine because everybody kind of has a tipping point. And that was like, it's time for her to come down from her cloud. Let's go. Let's go. And it was like a shift, and the shift was hard for me. But you know, it pushed me towards evolving. And it pushed me to find greater consciousness. It pushed me towards deeper relationships. It pushed me, you know, the pain pushed me. Hitting the rock bottom, or my version of a rock bottom, pushed me in the direction of growth.
I love it. That's so beautiful. I feel that for my own life as well. It was really beautifully explained. So thank you. Mate, you are an absolute hero. I love that you are showing so many of us that it is possible to do it all and have it all and work your ass off and have the
perfect
time. Yes. You inspire me. And Violet, who's my producer, who's on mute on the call now as well, we were both talking before this, like, she's proof, man. We can do it. We don't have to put our lives on hold. You can work, and do it all.
Why do we have to choose between what we love and what we love?
Yes, we don't. We don't, because we are women and we are powerful and we can do it all if we want to.
That's why God gave us this gift, is because God knew that we could multitask.
Amen, sister. You are amazing. We can't wait for KP5. We love the song. We love you. And I'm praying every blessing for you in the next couple of months and coming years. Good on you, darling.
Bye, guys.